Welcome to Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals write an entire film week by week, page by page, one scene at a time. My name is Freddie Wong. How's everyone doing today?
Pretty good, Freddie. How about you?
Doing good.
I've got spirit. Yes, I do. I'm Will Campos. I'm a screenwriter. How about you?
Love the rhyme scheme.
I'm Hollywood professional Matt Arnold, and I'm ready to break some stories, boys. Let's do it.
Or maybe the stories will break us.
No.
What we're doing here is we're just cranking through a little movie we're calling Heaven Heist. It's a story about a crew of criminals robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven. Coco meets Ocean's 11. That rhymes. What do we got this week? What's
on cue? This entire episode is going to be one long freestyle cipher rap.
That's
that's a fact.
Awfully hot coffee pot.
That you can't
do one. That's the only one Matt knows.
Looks so hot.
Ooh, that's some real.
That rhyme's no good. No, it's not.
Some real Norton.
I sound like a
there.
Stupid robot.
I want.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
What we got today, Will? Where were we? Where did we leave off last time?
Where did we leave off last time? Usually we do like a silly banter for a little bit.
Oh, we can
like,
do some bants.
No, it's weird now. It's weird. You can't just say we're going to do banter now. You just have to effortlessly do some banter. I was going to, but forget
it. What do you guys
it.
Think of my rap?
It was bad.
It was a bad rap, Matt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
For someone who listens to so much rap, yeah, I know it's not fair because it's not like you would expect someone who like, you know, watches a lot of basketball to be good at a lot of basketball. But I do expect that someone who listens to as much rap as you do and talks about rap as much you do would be able to like do it a little bit better.
If that's the sort of banter we're going to have, I agree with Freddie. It was better when we didn't have banter.
Came hard on Matt. That was a little harder than I meant to go. So I apologize, Matt. I walked
Matt,
it back.
Matt, this is the Asian parent in me being like.
That's how I know Will can be a rapper because that was like the weakest diss. And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't have done that. Should double back.
I would do apology disses. Like I would do like, instead of like disses, I would do apology raps being like, hey, my bad.
Hey, you know what would be cool? Let's do a battle rap thing where the first is them going hard on each other, but they have to do a second battle, which is them like complimenting and apologizing.
That'd
right
be nice. I'd really like it if the rappers did that.
How do you clap back to an apology rap?
Yeah, right? Just like with, you got to apologize, you'd be an even more sincere apology. You know, like those notes that like sensitive Victorian men would write each other?
Oh, yeah.
Like that kind of shit. Like that's that he I want. I want that Victorian, like pre, like, you know, Industrial Revolution,
yeah.
Like sensitive masculinity heat to my battle raps. That's what I want. Freddie.
I just want like.
Freddie, I am your humble servant.
You know what I want? I want a battle rap thing where they both ride in and as like Victorian dandies on horses and compliment each other as the horses like perambulate around each other and everyone golf claps.
We're all fighting an internal battle to love ourselves and accept ourselves. And maybe a battle rap could be like we help each other in battle, right? Like it's like Gondor, like, and it's like you come in my hour of need to help me fight my inner demons.
Do.
Why can't that be the Freddy?
Is that better? Would have been better if Victorian men wrote letters like battle raps and were like, I'm going to fuck up your army like I fucked your wife last night. That would have been in history a lot.
That would have been
like
some. Yeah.
I would have definitely paid attention more in history if Napoleon did weird rhyming insults to whatever was the king of England at that time.
All right. Let's talk about the scene. There we
good
go.
Good banter.
That
all right. I give that banter a 7 out of 10. That was solid banter. Not our best, not our worst. We got through it. All right. So in the script, we cracked the case.
Yeah,
right?
Jin went to school a little bit and got Theology 101 in fast forward movie montage mode.
This feels like it's kind of another blueprint on the table scene. So we're going to have to figure out how to make that feel not just repetitive. But so basically, they were like, shit, how are we going to get the money out of heaven? And then they were like, we don't know anything about heaven. So then he went to go talk to his brother who is bonding with him. And basically he realized, oh, gods can perform miracles and send stuff from heaven back to earth. Right.
Yes.
But you have to pray like real hard and it has to be like a sincere prayer.
Yep,
like you gotta be a prayer that God actually wants to answer. Right.
Yep.
So then they're like, but okay, who would need money? And then
the answer falls in his lap. In
the
form
answer,
of.
And then that his brother is getting shaken down by Tufts.
Yes, he's gonna have to convince. You know that part of the plan is gonna involve convincing his brother to desperately and sincerely pray for money. The plan that we broke and that we know that they're going to end up doing is that once they get into heaven, they're going to have to steal the money from the bank of heaven and then somehow get it into the house of
Kai Shen.
Kai Shen and
Sai Shen. Right?
Sai Shen.
Yeah.
And then
Freddy's like, whatever.
Listen, I've given up on trying.
And then somewhere, you know, we haven't seen it in the script yet, but we were talking about like Saishan probably has like some sort of fountain or portal or something where he performs miracles back to Earth. So they're gonna have to get the money into Saishan's house, which we're thinking they're gonna smuggle in dumplings because Saishan's gonna have a big party cater to him. So that's going to be their heist, is they're going to have to simultaneously break the Bank of Heaven, get the money to Saishen's house, and then at the same time have his brother praying for the money from Saishen. At the same time, they drop all the money into his magical
miracle portal. Yes, and then that's all going to go wrong, and they're going to wind up getting thrown into hell.
Yes.
All right.
But this next scene...
Oh, it's so fucking complicated.
It's a heist, baby.
Jin has come up with the idea. He needs to explain basically what we just said. Because we don't ever explicitly say it in this thing. He just
no. We need to now lay it out. There's also, by the way, a world, honestly, and this is not for this draft, but there's also a world where you cross-cut this, right? Like, you cross-cut with him learning something, and then if you wanted to, like, kind of give it that momentum. You know what I'm saying, Matt? Where it's like he's also kind of explaining, and then, like, someone asks a question. He's like, ah, yeah, you see, you know, you could do
yes,
a whole...
Yes, actually, that would be the better version of the scene, which is as he's, like, in school with his brother, you then cut to that night. He's like... So we're going to have to rob from Saishen, and then...
Who's Saishen? Cuts to his brother explaining. Saishen is the god of blah, blah, blah. He's like, and it's like, so it's like you're kind of getting a double...
And then you understand that the people, that his crew is hearing the same things as him.
Well, I mean, but we can do that pretty... So, I mean, what all does the crew need to hear? Right? Like, we can do that pretty snappy right now.
The stuff, whatever, if this next scene was him describing that they're going to break into Saishen's house, you could essentially do that simultaneously with this.
Yeah. Will, you're right. We have to get this out. I'm just saying that, like, when we look at the future draft, you could definitely, like, kind
do
of
an intercut
interweave
thing.
Them and have it so that the brother's answering the crew's question and the crew's asking questions. Like, it's like, yeah, but, you know, because then the crew can ask the questions for the audience where it's like, yeah, but, like, it needs to be prayer pure of heart. They go around the room and everyone's like, well, I'm not. That's they realize they're all out for that. And I said, well, then who are we going to talk about? It's like, ah, you see, that's the thing. That night, she cuts back to, you know.
So, but here's the thing, though. So, talking about heist movies,
love it.
You have one time you can explain the heist. So
yes,
movies do it different ways. Like Italian Job, like they don't explain. They're not like, and then we're going to be underneath here. It's like the fun of it is seeing the heist happen.
The magic trick.
Yeah, you're seeing the magic trick the first time. And they give you enough information that you kind of understand what they're going to do. But then part of the fun is seeing how they get those.
Or Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11
does
it. Yeah, they don't sit there and explain the entire thing. Or, you know, since like freaking, you know, Pierre Melville and Bob Lefambure or whatever, like then a lot of people copy that sort of thing, which is as they explain
what they're going
to do with the heist, you see the heist happening.
Well, they don't do that in Red Circle.
They don't do it in Red Circle.
Well, again,
everybody
like,
copies Bob Lefambure, but they forget that the point of that is at the end, the heist just fails, and it's just an anticlimactic ending on purpose. So when everyone's like, ooh, that's a cool way to do it, it's like, yeah, but it's a cool way because...
Well,
and
it's
by
actually,
the way, there's
a new Heat, by the way, because obviously...
They made a sequel to Heat?
Yep, there's a new Heat, and the way they do it... Well, I was saying that what you're giving is a bunch of good examples of, you know, older movies that we've sort of come upon, and one of the reasons I love the Wachowskis...
You know who did the sequel to Heat? Michael Mann.
No, don't laugh at that. That's bad.
Pretty good, right, Matt? Pretty good joke.
But this is why I love the Wachowskis, is because they are probably the most experimental editors in terms of modern cinema right now, which is at the end of Matrix. Mm-hmm. Sorry, at the end of the second Matrix, Matrix Reloaded, they do a new version of it. How do you explain the heist and then show what's about to happen without making people bored, which is they do almost like a jump back and forth thing where they explain the heist, they show it as it's going. The next scene is them after the explanation being like, okay, here we go. And then it cuts to after the heist. They do that also in Speed Racer where they talk about what happens with when Royalton tells him what's going to happen to him in the race, which is like crazy. It's like on the edge of linear time, like comprehension, I think, for most audiences, but that's another third way of doing it.
And then, of course, there's like the in like Red Circle, like the way they used to do it is it would just be like, we're going to stoically, painstakingly show you every single part of this. Like, yes. Like they don't. Here's what I was going to say. With regards to this, I think you're right there. I think there might be a cross-cutty thing. Let's think about the trajectory of like where this is going, right? So.
And can Miss Wonderful show up?
That's true, too. Because there is, like, I'm also wanting a turn, right? Yeah. You know, I don't want to just do, like, then he explains the plan and they go, cool, let's do it, right? And then, like, I guess we're doing it now. Like, what is the next speed bump? What's the next what's the next turn of the conflict? Where, because in theory, the next scene would be him explaining to the gang what's going on. The classic cut would be like he's pointing at a picture of Kai Shen, mm-hmm. and then you have one of them be like, "So let me get this straight, like." This guy can send money to your brother if he's praying Jingo's Cry. All we need to do is get the money out of that bank and into Kai Shen's, you know, party house or whatever. I mean, we don't know if he doesn't know he has a party house, right? But it's like you can ellipses a lot and recap the general idea pretty quickly. But then I am a little like, what is the next conflict? What's the next obstacle?
You can recap it, or again, honestly, I think you could do like you from that you cut to like them getting ready to go under the first time, and you see the first way they sneak into heaven, and then they look for Kai Shen's house, and he's like, "That's the house. That's Kai Shen's house." So like, so what? There's gonna be some way to.
Oh, so instead, like, rather, like,
we're gonna go to Kai Shen.
So instead of explaining it in a table, it can be like our first stop is Kai Shen. You just show them in heaven. They're like on a hilltop with the binoculars, be like, "That's got to be it." Like, what's he look like again? He was supposed to be blah blah blah. They see him like a giant guy riding a tiger.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess that's true. And that there is like a bit of shoe leather we have to clear.
Like them going to meet Kai Shen and like thinking about how there is like a scene is like a thing that can happen that can have its own stakes as opposed to him just explaining it is my point.
Well, they don't, and it's tough because they don't know that Kai Shen has like a house or anything.
The two right? things you'd plan is like that's where the gods are, and then you'd also plan that the grandma is like hoping that like her end game is to get like good enough with cooking dumplings or whatever that.
So we would already have planted that in when he's driving scene her, with the grandma.
Yeah, when
is
he's like
what
driving
saying.
Around. Yes.
So we've explained that he's like, I can keep you in a coma and that should give you time, right?
In Ocean's 11, I don't exactly remember. I'm assuming that essentially after they say, cool, we got a plan, they don't cut to a blueprint and be like, we're going to go to the casino. They cut to them walking the casino floor and being like, and then like, that's a more interesting way to explain how
they're
going. Yeah,
but I think you need to see Whiskey put them under. Like, I don't think we can just cut to they're in heaven. Like, I don't think we can, or we can't do
that. You just need
yet.
That once. You need that
yeah,
once.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think saying. You yeah, cut, yeah. yeah, I'm saying you do a quick, they all are going down for the first time, like, on purpose instead of being in this, like, crazy fight or whatever, just to kind of transition and see that they're going. And then they're going to begin, like, again, a big part of the heist is staking it out and knowing the territory and everything. So, like, they got to start, you want them to be operating, like, kind of figuring out the specifics of their plan in heaven as opposed to just around a table. Explaining.
Sure, I understand that.
It's more fun visually.
But
sure.
How do yeah. we get from here to there is my question. That's what I don't quite... Because that's essentially what this next scene is.
My point was, I think you can essentially, since he figured out that they can get money from the God's house, like, I think... Like, I don't think you need to justify why they are dropping into heaven anymore.
Yeah, but real quick, I think you solve it pretty easily by doing this, right? You start the scene on a picture. He slams a picture of his brother up on the board, and there's like all the wires and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, all the yarn and whatever. So they've clearly been planning this out, and he's like, he's the linchpin for this whole thing. It all depends on him. Like, what do you? And then you can have like Tequila just be like, so you're saying we need to blah blah blah,
yeah, blah, 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 blah. He lays the heist out.
It's like,
yes.
And it all depends on your relationship with your brother. It's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? And then really it's kind of, because for the audience, we've filled in enough of it. We only just need a couple little connective tissue to be like, okay, this is the overall sort of shape of it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's also not something where we need to know the exact specifics. We know that it involves the god. We know it involves like food delivery, maybe, right? Like whatever we need to do to kind of figure out to, you know, when we look at the previous scene, what are the little pieces that we need? Doesn't need to fill out all the way, but it's like the new question I think coming out from the previous scene is, what is his relation with his brother? How is he going to manipulate his brother? Will he do?
Oh,
right?
Okay.
It's all around the brother. To
okay,
me.
Okay, okay. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Mm-hmm. Hear me out. Seems like the next bit of conflict, like the next like thing that is a thing to play, is they have to get in good with Kai Shen, right? Or they have to do the thing with the dumplings.
Yes.
To be able to get the invite to the party, right? Then I see where it goes. It's like he brings them to heaven, like the mom pulls up on the scooter, is like, hey, can my friend stay with me for a while? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're, or whatever it's going to be, like that's the next.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that the you go to heaven, and then in explaining the next step of Kai Shen, you should do in heaven at Kai Shen's place, like rather than being like, how are we gonna get in good with Kai Shen? I think you need to, you want them in heaven, you want them to scout out Kai Shen's house, you want one of them to go and knock on the door and like meet him and like see what the situation is, and then they'll be like, how the fuck are we gonna get in this dude's house? He's got angel guards everywhere, they don't talk to mere mortals or whatnot, like et cetera, et cetera. Like they're like, yes, the next step they need to figure out is like, how are they going to get into here?
Okay. Okay.
You can also do, by the way, like going one piece at a time, because at a certain point you're just going to montage over anytime you go to heaven. You're just going to be like, they're in heaven. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Again, maybe then you need to see.
You might cut back for like a, hey, we don't know, we can't keep doing this. Or like, you know, I'll cut back to a whiskey monitoring some vitals here and there.
Well, I wonder if you want to see.
It's like the Matrix, man. Every time they go in the Matrix, he's just, they're in there. And then like Tank's like looking at a bunch of screens and he's like, oh, man.
I feel like the way to have them explain or talk about Kai Shen should actually be on like this flying gold barge as they're overlooking the city. He literally point down, it's like, so is that right, that right there,
what flying gold barge?
The barge of Whoopsie the Whale. That's how they get into the city. We've vaguely explained that they can get into the city, but that's like a big first part of the heist, is how are they getting into heaven.
It feels like that's the stuff that I think you would want to ellipses in your montage beforehand, like, because we have like when Cognac is like, if we can sneak onto that big ass cash whale, we can ride it right over the city gates, right?
Yes,
and
correct.
We have Whiskey saying, I think I can get you more time in the afterlife with a medically induced coma, right? Like, I would do cuts in those two moments. Like, I think we can get you more time in the afterlife in a medically induced coma. Cut to, you know, forward flashing, everyone's lined up in bed and he's like balancing
their shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then you would do Cognac's like, if we can sneak onto that big ass cash whale, we can ride it over the gates into the city. And then you cut to them sneaking up the cash whale to ride into the city. And then we're at least hitting, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of, I don't want a fucking whole scene for both of those things because they're perfunctory, right?
Like, no, definitely the coma is completely perfunctory. You don't need to show anything there. Bear with me. I was thinking the way you can do it is without, again, you don't want to give away the details. The details of the heist are the fun part. If you're talking vaguely, but keeping it very clear to the audience, it's like after the scene, I agree with Freddie. You have this like board with his brother and all this other stuff. And there's three steps. It's like break into heaven, steal the money, get the money to Kai Shen's house. 1, 2, 3. Those are the three things. And they look at each other and they nod. And then like the first thing you're showing is, can they get into heaven? And you should see like they go on the boat. They go like you cut to, they're getting all the coma stuff ready. They snap into heaven. They're on the, you get the cool scene of them all on the boat at the same time, like smoking cigars or like, you know, doing their
cool
thing.
Customers.
They drop into the water and they get up on the boat and they're watching and they see the angels. You do a tense scene where it's like the angels are looking up at the barge and they're all hiding. It's like, is this going to work? Are they even going to get there? And then when they get over heaven, they're like, hell yeah. And then they're sailing over the heaven city. Like, I can't believe that we're actually going to be able to pull this. And then you have Jin start explaining the next moment. He's like, so over there to the west, see the bank? That's where the bank is going to, that's where the bank's at. And the gods, they sit over there like, all right, so what, like, what next? Like, I feel like you can actually make the breaking into heaven like the first little mini.
Okay.
And then
like
you can do a turn
like
there.
Like a mini quest, basically. Because what's
and
weird
then
about this.
You cross it off, and the audience is like, oh shit. And then next time, yes, then you always just ellipses that part.
Yes.
And then the next thing is like, now we got to scout out the bank.
Okay.
And then you keep adding.
Yeah, what's difficult is this is a little bit like, it's not like a single bank heist where it's like they just have to hit the bank and that's it. This would be as if they need to sneak into Vegas first in Ocean's 11, right? It's like it's spread out because there's all these different parts that we have to put in to try and get around the metaphysical aspects of it.
But again, like there's even a lampshade that like no one, like again, like there's just like most people only do this once, right? Like heaven heaven's security is not set up for repeat visits to outwit their security. They're not expecting.
Or they should make the point, heaven's not set up for people like us because we're bad people.
Well, no, but this is the gates of heaven where everyone gets sorted. So like but in terms of getting in, like that security is not supposed to, like they're not expecting you to like be someone who's studying the maps and all that stuff. Here's what I would say.
I mean, also even the bank, right? Like no one in heaven's going to, right? That's the kind of.
Yeah, once you're in heaven, stealing, it's like, you know, in theory, taking care. Well, but even in heaven, we've seen that people are kind of greedy and shitty.
Yeah.
No, that's true. It's closer to.
Okay. Yeah. I do want to spend 2 seconds. What exactly are we adding to the scene with the grandma?
I think the two simple things you want in the scene with the grandma is you want to just point out, as she's doing all the wonders out there, she just points out that, you know, they're like, that's where the enlightened people are. That's where that's where the demigods live. That's it. That's where the demigods live. So it's not like, it's just a little plant. It's just a simple little plant there. Mm-hmm. And then you understand that it's important that once they talk about Kai Shen, then Jin just remembers that there's houses of gods. Like, it's just a plant that he didn't think anything of. We didn't think anything of in that moment. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd plant is just simply the grandma should point out when she's saying that, she should point out that, like, that's where the real money's. Again, you're hiding the plant by more hiding it in what her want is, which is like she wants her dumplings to get famous.
If I could cater
some of those gods parties, whew, And I'd be living, you know, on top of that hill myself, sort of thing. And you're like, okay, I get it. She's a hustling grandma who wants her dumplings to be famous enough that even the gods eat them. Great. It's like, okay. And then that's what you're just planting.
Okay. In that, do you want to plant some sort of specific event that is happening?
No, I think they should find that out when they...
It's a complication when they're mid, kind of.
Yes, I think they. I think a big thing is how do we get to... You don't want to already plan, like, you don't know how they're going to get into Kaishin's house or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're going to the audience like, oh, yeah, they're going to use their grandma.
Okay. All right. So then it seems like our flow, assuming that future Matt, Will, and Freddie are going to add that to the previous scene with the grandma, where, yes, we're establishing that the, again, it would be while they're zooming around on the thing. He's like, what the hell is that? And he looks and there's this gate guarded, you know, community in, you know, like, you know, that's like, oh, that's where the gods live.
Yeah.
You know, like they throw these... You know, like they like, man, those guys love to eat. Like we see even there's like a line of like other food delivery people, you know, coming in, or it's like, oh, one of them must be, you know, getting ready for a party or something.
She screams
like that
at another old lady who's waiting at the gate. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? They ordered your dumplings. She's like, yeah, suck it, grandma. She's like, your dumplings are garbage.
So you would
you got garbo wraps, bitch.
Yeah, well, Taishen doesn't think so.
Yeah.
They open up, she's like, ah.
So it's like,
bitch.
If I could get my business off the ground, I can start selling to them, and then I'm set.
Yeah,
you know?
You're
okay,
set.
So you're essentially, we're going to cram that into the scene with the grandma just so we have that in there.
How do you tell messages to yourself in the future? Your memory. remember
a trash can. Okay. All right. So then it feels like this scene is the fun them breaking into heaven scene.
Yes.
That ends with them on top of Whoopsie the Whale. You know, staked out in the gold, like over the gold or whatever. And they're like, see, there's the bank, you know.
That must be where the gods live.
That's the area where the gods live, I'm pretty sure. How the fuck are we going to get in there? Like, I thought the security in heaven was good. Like, this is crazy. And then, like, he, like, points, you see, like, that's our way in. And it's this line of food. Delivery people that we saw
regular
earlier.
People can't get in.
And then
there.
You could just go from that to like Ding Dong, and then like the door opens and it's his grandma and it's Jin and like five new people. Yeah. And she's like, Jin? Like, and then essentially that would be the next hey grandma.
Subway accident, real subway bad. Accident. All my friends were there.
Yeah.
This is my band. We all died in a crash.
Yeah.
But you died earlier. I guess they were stuck in customs. Sure. Can we
then
hang?
She's like, holy shit, this is great. You guys can really help out my business.
The first thing she does is she grabs their hands. She's like, good dumpling wrapping. Fingers.
Yeah, and then we can have each one of them gets a fun job that
yeah,
like they're not.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
that. It's like extreme job.
It's like
a
extreme
bit.
Job. A
yeah,
little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, where one of them has to wrap the dumplings, and then another one's gonna be like taking the orders on the phone.
We can
get into all that later.
Yes,
you know, like,
yes.
You can have.
By the way, it could also be a turn rather than instantly knowing like we're gonna do dumplings. They can be like, all right, like, you know, we're gonna need to get stuff in heaven in order to break into that bank. When you're gonna need an HQ, and he's like, don't worry, I know where to go. And they go to the like again one problem at a time bank, and then we'll figure out how to go Taishen. And they go to the grandma's and like, all right, they're laying out their stuff. And the grandma comes like, Jin, who are these? Oh, these are just friends. They're going to hang out. I was like, nobody's living here unless they help out with my dump. And like them having to work on the dumplings is.
I guess we did already make reference to he's going to stay there. They're going to stay at his grandma's place.
Yeah. My point is it can be fun where they're annoyed that it's hard to do all the stuff they need to do in heaven because they're stuck helping the grandma with. And then helping the grandma ends up being a fun thing where they're like, guys, I think I know how to get into Taishen's house.
Okay. All right. Great. Enough for me to go along with this. So,
yeah. So I have
what
two
are we
questions.
Carving out for today?
So I have two questions about this. Yes. Number one, I get the shot. Boom! Five cool gangsters on a ferry boat. They stub out the cigarette. One guy distracts the guard, and they all like fall into the ocean or whatever.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you get on top of a whale? Number one. Number two. How the fuck do you get off of a flying whale?
Okay. So
number one, they just climb up on the barge. The barge,
remember
the barge?
There's the whale is carrying, like they throw chains up on the whale, and the whale is carrying the big thing of gold over the gates, right?
Yes.
So the first things first, they need to get into the barge of gold, right?
Yeah, I think they drop into the water, and one of them has like a rope, and then
well,
when the
no
barge,
water, there's like clouds.
Yeah, they
right?
drop so, in the clouds first, and then sure enough, it acts like water though, or whatever.
They're they fall all the way back down. He's in like Argentina somewhere. It's like, what the fuck? Oh
and then
God.
the barge of gold comes by and they like throw a rope up on it and they all climb up and they pull the rope and they all dive into the gold. And then they wait for Whoopsie the Whale to chain because the angels come, they chain it up so they're all really quiet and you can even have one angel be like, doesn't smell like gold in here. And like, what are you doing? We gotta hook this thing up to Whoopsie. He's like, I don't know, I think there's something in here. And the angel starts digging through. They're like, oh god, are we gonna make it? He's like, dude, we're late. And then they just start going up. You're like, ah, that's fun, that was a fun little adventure. And then Whoopsie the whale pulls them up and they head out over the city. That can be today. I think that's the whole scene, if you can come up with a turn at the end of it, like something they see at the bank or something. Like, you want it to be like they get new information that complicates their
whole. Let me and also by the way, just as a thought, you always see the thing where it's like, you know, it's like, let's say they're in the water and they throw it and they all grab on, like, and they, you know, they get pulled onto the barge with the rope as the barge goes by. You just do once later, like, he throws it and he just misses. He's like, what the fuck? Oh, like, God, every other time, I'm like, well, what the fuck do we do now? And they just float there for a while, and then it just cuts back to Whiskey breathing the best. Like, okay, so where are we at now? And they're just like, he missed the barge. We just were floating around for fucking years. It sucked. Sorry, just stupid. You always show in the movie when someone gets something.
I like that. I was thinking they just missed it. They're just stuck in the water.
They're just stuck in the water. Like, well, what do we do now? It's like, well, shit.
And yeah, Whiskey's been told us that, like, they get 2 days there.
So they're just stuck
Stuck in the water for 2 days. So how did this one go? It's like, we were just in water for 2 days. We missed the boat. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I should have brought you guys out earlier.
Anyways. I'm bringing a book next time.
So something that left out of me in terms of, like, yes, if we're saying that this scene, so basically we're going to establish what this next little bit is. Like, so we need to do this, this, that, and the other, right? And it's like, okay, we got to go slip, you know, like, we got to go stake out the plan or whatever. Yeah. Like, and then you do them going under, and then you do this break into heaven, mm-hmm. right? And then it feels like one fun thing you can do is, like, I would definitely do that. They're wearing, you don't really realize it at first, but, like, they're basically smuggling a grappling rope in with them.
Yeah.
And the way they're doing it is that, like, you know, one of their suits is going to, like, rip open and turn into a rope. And then, like, you know, Cognac's, like, hair clips are actually, like, a grappling hook. And then, you know, one of them's going to throw it and, like, you can do all that fun.
Yeah,
like, and
the
they
logic
almost get
is
caught.
Your clothes go with you Okay, Yes, the belt is actually like it's a super long piece of leather that's wrapped around his waist 40 times.
And then
it's
just
a crazy long belt.
It's just a crazy.
You could even do like what? Okay, all right. This is fun too because we've established twice now. Like, we see that, like, when you have someone who breaks down, like, that people come up and, like, grab you.
Yeah.
So you could do, like, maybe, like, when they're doing that, one of them palms something off of one of the angels could be kind of fun.
That's fun.
Like, it's like we see this little, like, sort of well organized machine get over the gates into heaven.
Yes. Yeah, because then you can always do the ellipses that. They can get into heaven anytime.
Yes, now we're like, okay, we see the elaborate thing they do
know
to get into
up.
Heaven.
And they feel good. It's like a fucking victory for them. They're like, we can do this.
And when you might even plant something like that one gate agent who saw Jin the first time, like, he's like, like, you know what I mean? Like, just like.
Yeah, I would definitely plant. That's what I was trying to do, like, the angels. Like, you kind of plant, like, little things. What if, I don't know quite how this goes. I mean, futurists can figure this out. But you could do, they're like, guys, I think this is going to work. And then they just all get pulled out and Miss Wonderful is there. She's like, what the fuck is going on? And she just stares at their five of them are just in comas. And then you're like.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we can figure out what she does next week. But if you want to start bringing, like, what the, because then maybe they have to bring
yes, that's a complication. It's like they think they're like, yeah, they're on the barge, like, that's the thing. It's a little zany. I mean, it's not zany, but it is like, and yes, you want Miss Wonderful to come back somehow, and you want a stinger on this scene.
Because they're like, okay, we can get into heaven, but now it's like Miss Wonderful's like, what the, and they're going to have to, it's like, but then what? They're just going to convince her, like, you don't understand, this is actually going to work. And she's like, all right. I'm trying to think of, like, what.
Yeah.
There's like nothing she
can
do.
It feels like you would want the turn to be something in heaven.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, you want, like, the heaven cops show up and then they elude the heaven cops, but now they're like, you know, like, they're wanted.
So do they get
that?
How
about they turn the corner and Miss Wonderful's in heaven? And she died. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they're like, I don't know. I try to think of Miss Wonderful in heaven's a complication because she's going to want in on this job in heaven, and she can be a complication in heaven for them. I don't know.
You could do, okay, hear me out. Mm-hmm. We have the Terminator traffic cop from the beginning. Uh-huh. If you did that, she died at the end of that heist.
It would
be she's in heaven. It would be the traffic cop that they like. That, I guess right now we have, like, she skids to a halt. Like, you could just do, it's insane. She just rides off the thing after them, and they're like, oh, she's like, ah, and then she just gets obliterated. And then, yes, you would do that essentially.
Interesting.
You'd do, like, I think this is going to work.
They should bump into her, and she stares at them, and she's there. And then she's like,
it feels like I would play that as, like, a loaded gun that they don't realize is going to go off.
Yeah.
How do they get off the whale? Is there fall damage in heaven?
They're like,
all right. And then the whale just keeps going and it just sails past.
Because the whale just dumps them into the bank is the way we showed it. The whale flies and then it went over the bank and then like the barge tips over and all the stuff goes pouring down like a big chimney or whatever. So I'm trying to think
of. Do they just get dumped into the bank?
Yes, you could do. They get dumped into the bank.
Then what? Yeah, like I don't feel like we're at a point where they're getting caught. You know, like it doesn't seem like it's time for that yet. The next thing they would need to do is to go to the grandma's.
Yeah.
But
how do they get off the barge? That's a good question.
They have a rope. Why don't they just sneak down?
How high? In my head, they're like 250 feet in the air.
Okay, you could do that. They have to jump, right? Like that they're like, it's like, oh, how are we getting down? Well, that's easy. We jump. It's like, what do you mean we jump? It's like, we're in heaven. What's going to happen? We don't know.
They jump, they break their
legs.
What
are you going to die?
Like, it's like the most excruciating pain I've ever felt.
He has a perfect place to aim to jump, and they always jump into the Enlightenment Garden because everybody there is meditating and don't notice anything.
So
they
all jump
down. There's like a pond. They all jump down to this pond, and they make a big splash, and there's just all these people meditating, and they don't. And one guy's like clearly distracted for a second, but he's like, focus, focus, focus. And he goes back to meditating. He's like, that's the perfect place to land because nobody will ever notice because everybody there is just quietly meditating. And then every time they walk out of the the Enlightenment room, they're always like, I tried, but I just can't do it, I guess. And they just walk out or whatever.
Okay.
And yes, one of the misses.
All right. So, but then it's still like this, what like happens?
You would be insane. You would be insane. It would be if like Brandy misses and pancakes a dude who's meditating and just hard cuts to him being reborn in our world again. He's like, what?
Oh, that's crazy stakes for heaven. If you get killed in heaven, you're reincarnated
as a baby.
That's insane.
I think how you explain that without just losing one of our characters.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I guess.
No, I'm saying, kill off the other guys and the guy getting crushed by, you know.
No, but then they wouldn't know. They don't know what happened.
No, I know.
I guess this is really the question of a heist movie in general. It's like, you're just watching this heist get pulled off. So it's like, what's interesting about it? Other things you could do in a heist movie is you would do like, you cut to Miss Wonderful and she's talking to somebody. And who's she talking to? She's talking to Brandy. Like, you could do somebody betray. Like, is there somebody who's a betrayer in their group? I'm just trying to think of like,
I don't think
what,
you've motivated it yet, though. That's the problem. If you were going to do Miss Wonderful, it would be they jump and then they land and then they look up and it's Miss Wonderful and she's like, hello, boys. And they're like, and then it would be like, next week we find out it's Miss Wonderful's twin sister who has a psychic link to her.
But
it's something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so close. You want something like that, like some sort of like, oh shit, turn.
Well, what was wrong with the cop?
It's like, I'm
then
just,
what? Then the
cop's just like, school of Miss Wonderful. You're like, all right.
The cop feels like, if you were going to do the cop, I wouldn't have them see the cop. The cop feels like they land and then they're like, hey, I don't think anyone saw us.
Yeah.
I guess you could. It could be, I don't think anyone saw us. And then you see like this, you know, woman across the street looking at them and it's the cop from the thing. Mm-hmm. And then you just cut to them at the grandma's door. Like the, right?
Yeah, that is a...
You could do the turn could be, we don't know, I wouldn't do the Kaish, I wouldn't show him point to the, this is how we're getting in there. The turn is for the audience and the rest of the crew. I'd have Jin being like, here's how we're going to like...
I mean, he needs to explain, they're not going to go to heaven if he hasn't explained how they're going to steal the thing. You're saying you save the exposition for when they're on the whale barge, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that would be one thing to do, because it'd just be more visually interesting. Or again, you're cross-cutting or whatever. I don't know. I was just trying to think, like, can the turn be like, we're all going to be dumpling couriers or whatever in heaven? Or this is what we're going to have to do to infiltrate Kaishen or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, you would do, they're like, how are we going to get in there? And he's like, I know how we're going to do it.
Yeah, then he opens the door and she's oh, are these the boys you said were going to help us?
Then the turn is the gang is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be a fucking, that would be the turn in the next scene. None of them want to be dumpling chefs or whatever, you know? Right?
Yeah, I mean,
who doesn't want to be a dumpling chef? You know what I mean?
I think whatever we come up with, the cop should be planted there because the more little things you can, the more nuggets you can drop that are like, ooh, these are complications, the better. So, like, I think the cop is definitely a thing that you should plant, even if it's as simple as when they drop out of the Enlightenment pond or whatever, they walk out and you see the cop. I don't think the cop is enough to end the scene, though. I'm just like, all right, yeah. I'm like, oh, cool. The cop, that's a complication. Like, there's the cop that they, you know, killed is here, too. still was the next moment. Because that's not a complication for them yet. That's a thing you're planting
right,
for
right,
the audience.
I get it.
I think Jin, is one step ahead of the gang.
Yes.
And then we can see a photo of Kai Shen. He talks about the thing of the brother. If the brother prays to Kai Shen, we can give the money. It'll open up a connection. We can send the money. You know, and we can use the brother's prayer as the miracle that's going to launder this cash, mm-hmm. But we need to figure out how to get Kai Shen on our side, right? Like, they're like, all right, like, let's do it. They go in, you do the thing. We see them being smart and clever. Their plan almost works. They don't realize it's gone wrong yet. Because essentially, you would do the turn is, they're up in heaven. He's like, that's where Kai Shen's is. And they're like, that's where Kai Shen's is? Look, it makes the fucking gate we barely got over look even, 10 yeah. times more complicated. Like, all right, we're going to need dynamite. We're going to need two snipers. We're going to need this, that, and the other. He's like, no, guys. This is all we're going to need. And then he rings the doorbell, and it's the grandma.
Yeah.
Or he holds up a to-go. He holds up a to-go menu. He's like, this is how we're getting
it. I think showing the grandma is fun.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hi. Oh, Jin, I was wondering where you were. It's like, hey, grandma, I brought some help.
Yeah.
Brought some
all these people died on the subway with me.
Yeah.
And none of them have relatives.
And they're bored.
Okay, yes. That
can
seems
make,
like fun.
Can we make the grandma kind of short?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why?
I just assume she was.
Why do you ask?
It's just like...
I just assume she was
his
like...
His grandma is 7 feet tall. She's the tallest old Chinese grandma in the world.
In my head, she was...
I have never met an old Chinese grandma that was tall.
In my head, she looked just like... She just looked like the female version...
old Chinese grandmas.
She looked like the female version of the grandpa in Up is what I always thought she looked like. Just like a little squat square, like moving around.
Okay, so I feel like we got the general shape of this thing. Like, the movements are, we've got the little heist planning thing. We're going to see them get put under for the first time. And then we watch the stealth action scene of them sneaking over the thing. It's like, hey, that was a piece of cake. So now all we got to do is go to this guy Kai Shen's house? Yeah, there's only one problem, though. And then we see that the gate-guarded god community is even more tough to get into.
Yeah.
And he's like, but this is our way in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's
all
fun.
Right. So I feel like we got the mojo of this. Let's type it up. And then when we come back... The scene. Will we climb over? Will we make it over the wall of the writer's block?
Will's my whoopsie. I hang on to him as he writes and brings me over these writer's block walls.
Nearly two decades ago, Commander Data sacrificed his life.
The Greatest Discovery is also about Star Trek Picard.
Jesse Thorne won't let us stay on the network unless we do all the Star Trek series, and so here we are, doing a show about maybe our favorite Star Trek character of all time.
If you're excited to watch the new Star Trek Picard series and you'd like some veteran Star Trek podcasters to watch it along with, we're your guys. Sorry you're stuck with us.
What the hell are you doing out here, Picard? Saving the galaxy.
So subscribe to The Greatest Discovery. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts.
Or at MaximumFun.org.
Interior, safe house, night. Jin sticks a photo of his brother up onto a big corkboard full of heist stuff. A picture of Kai Shen, another blueprint of Heaven City, etc. He turns to face the crew sitting around a table.
So we get the money out of the bank. At the same time, your brother prays for a miracle to save his hospital. We can send it to him through this Kai Shen guy?
That's it in a nutshell.
And you're really okay roping your brother into this? It seems like you two are finally making headway on your relationship.
Hey, you got a better idea? I'm all ears.
I don't like it. It's already a 5-man job. Now we gotta cut this Kai Shen in on the dough. He's the god of wealth and prosperity, Brandy. He's not gonna want to cut. Then why is he gonna help us, smart guy? Good point. How do you trick a god into performing a miracle?
Well, you start by casing the joint.
And with that, we begin a bitchin' montage. Interior safe house, night. Gin, cognac, brandy, and tequila all lie on fold-out cots, IV bags hooked up to their arms. A nervous whiskey steps up to Gin, hooks up a syringe to his IV drip, and mashes the plunger down. As chemicals surge into Gin and his eyelids close, whiskey starts a stopwatch. Exterior, Heaven City gates, day. Our crew descends from the ferry onto the docks outside Heaven City. With lean, savvy looks, they scan their environment as they step up into the line leading to the gates, making note of the many TS angels and guards on patrol. Jin spots something up in the sky. It's Whoopsie sailing towards the gates. He elbows Tequila and points upwards. Tequila whistles with his fingers and the crew springs into action. Brandy drops to her knees and has a full-on existential meltdown. The nearby guards and TS angels roll their eyes and head over to deal with her.
We've got a weeper!
With the nearest angels distracted, Cognac, Jin, and Tequila duck out of the line, fall back to the edge of the docks, and hop over the side.
Clinging to the bottom of the docks, feet dangling over an eternal abyss of endless sky, gin, tequila, and cognac shimmy their way towards the colossal gold barge, pulling up to the docks nearby. With terrified faces and white-knuckle grips, they inch their way closer and closer. The barge slams into the docks, shaking it. Tequila's hands slip and he falls, but gin and cognac each grab one of his hands in the nick of time. With sweat pouring and muscles bulging, they lift the terrified Tequila up, and he grabs the dock once more. Together, they peek their heads up over the edge of the dock. Above them, the buff angels wait high atop the barge as Whoopsie's shadow falls over them. Our trio watches with bated breath.
Wait. Wait. Wait.
The chains descend from atop Whoopsie and slam into the sides of the barge.
Now.
As the distracted buff angels set to work hooking up the metal chains, our trio climbs up onto the dock, sprints to the back of the barge, and pins themselves to the hull. With swift rehearsed movements, they hatch the next step of their plan. Tequila pulls off his jacket and rips a thin coiled up rope out of the lining. Cognac pulls off her hair clip and gives it a twist. Claws shoot out of the side, revealing it to be a disguised grappling hook. Jin pops open a hatch on his big cheesy belt buckle. Gears inside reveal it to be a small motorized winch. The barge groans. Whoopsie moans. Jin clips the winch to the rope to the hook and throws it as high as he can. The hook catches on a metal rung high atop the side of the barge. Tequila and Cognac hang on to Jin. He pushes a button on the winch. His belt buckle whirs, and the winch pulls them up the rope, all the way to the top of the barge just as it begins to rise into the air. Down below, a nervous Brandy casts a side glance up the barge as she waits in line for the karmic scanner. A nearby TS Angel calls out,
"Next! You there, let's go!"
He motions for Brandy to step on up. Panic shoots across her face. Up on the barge, Cognac, Tequila, and Jin peek out Scrooge McDuck style from the giant pile of gold. They spot Brandy below.
"That's her down there. She's running out of time."
"Okay, on three. One, two, three."
On cue, all three of them grab big armfuls of gold and dump them off the back of the barge. Down on the docks, gold rains from above. At first, people cower, then pandemonium breaks out as people in line scramble to pick up that sweet, sweet loot. The TS Angels attempt to restore order over the crowd. Brandy makes her move. She fights through the crowd towards Whoopsie and the barge. She sees Tequila tossing the grappling hook rope over the side, but she's still too far away. Brandy pushes and shoves, trying to make her way through the throng of bodies brawling over gold. Above her, she watches the barge begin to disappear over the walls of the city. Up atop the barge, our trio watches nervously.
"Come on, come on."
Down below, Brandy reaches the dangling rope, but it hangs just out of reach above her. She leaps to snatch it, but she can't quite grab it. Finally, a desperate Brandy spots a nearby woman, her back turned, trying to calm down her fellow dearly departed. Brandy sprints at her, climbs up her back, vaults off her head, and grabs onto the rope. Jin mashes the winch button, and Brandy zips up into the air alongside the barge, scraping the wall of Heaven City as she does so. Brandy grins as she joins her cohorts on the barge. They smile and slap each other on the back, the thrill of a close shave and a job well done. And with that, our gang crosses into Heaven City with no one the wiser. Except, that is, for the woman Brandy knocked over. She picks herself up off the ground, and for the first time we see her face and her scowl. It's the lady traffic cop from the beginning of the film who died now, because we're going to do that in a rewrite.
She has aviators on still, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it should be? It should be, you know, like you always see, like, it's a person with glass shades on, and she pulls them off, and you see the eyes and go, oh, shit. What it should be is this woman. You're like, who's this woman? And then she slowly puts aviators on, and you realize who she is. That's good. Exterior, Heaven City, day. The crew peeks out from the gold pile at the sprawling, majestic city beneath them. Jin points to the bank down below.
"So that's the bank. And over there? See those mansions?"
He points to an idyllic hill overlooking the city, festooned with palaces and mansions and guarded by an imposing fortress-high wall.
"That's where Kai Shen lives."
Tequila winces. Brandy punches Jin on the arm, irritated.
"More walls? How the hell are we gonna get in there?"
"Don't worry. It's gonna be easy."
"Easy?
Oh, hey, this is where we get off. Jin, wait!"
With that, Jin crawls out of the pile of gold and dives off the barge. The gang exchange baffled looks. Cut to exterior, meditation park, day. Wannabe Buddhas and enlightenment chasers meditate in the tranquility of the park, their eyes closed in intense concentration. Splash! Jin falls out of the sky into a nearby pond. Splash! Splash! Cognac and Brandy falling right after him. Thud! Tequila face plants into a rock right next to the water. He rolls over and clutches his face.
Oh my god. Ow!
A soaking wet Jin helps his comrades to their feet and throws his words to them over his shoulder so everyone nearby can hear.
"Dang, we almost ascended that time. Well, back to the lotus position."
The meditators shrug and resume their business. Jin whispers to the rest of the crew.
"Keep quiet and follow me."
Exterior, city streets, day. Jin leads the crew down a busy street. Tequila, Brandy, and Cognac look all around them like tourists, baffled by the sights and sounds of heaven.
"If we want to scope out Kaishen's neighborhood, a break-in's too risky. What we need is a cover. Good idea. Any thoughts?"
Jin stops in front of a tiny little restaurant. Grandma's authentic old-time dumplings. Jin smiles. He pulls a help wanted sign off of the window and shows it to the gang.
Yeah, I'm thinking dumplings.
All right.
Pizza and a bagel, he says, referencing the well-known 90s commercial for pizza bagels. Or what the fuck were they called?
A wise man once said, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Including when you're dead.
Including when you're dead.
Yeah, the afterlife. Well, we're in the heist now.
Yeah, it's happening.
We're moving along.
We're cooking. They're in
there. How long did it take for us to get to the fucking meat of this
thing? Over a year.
We've been doing Heaven Heist for a year?
About?
Well, I mean, we took a break and stuff like that. That doesn't, that doesn't count.
It's been a while. It's funny because we did the
first scene for Max Fun Drive last year, which is coming on up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So it hasn't been that long.
Okay. Well, relax. It's funny because we were listening to or talking about a podcast with Greta Gerwig's writing process and like identical to this.
She gets on a podcast.
She calls up the story boys, gets on a podcast with them, and then she's like, fellas, I'm thinking Little Women. I'm going to go write it by myself. I don't need you because I'm very talented.
Yeah, it's exactly identical to this process.
Identical.
Yeah, we called up Greta Gerwig and was like, hey, we're doing a Heaven Heist, and we don't need your help because we're very talented. And we hung up. And she's like, who were those guys?
And she's like, oh, dang, what a major diss. Dang, that's just the kind of cool diss rapport I have with the story boys. We're constantly dunking each other.
Just like clowning on each other, like us and Greta.
Like a game of pickup basketball. Oh, man, what a great time we're having here. And we hope you're having a good time, too. Speaking of good times, Will, what's that social media good times look like?
Yeah, we got some really amazing fan art to share with you guys
fucking
this week.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Is that Gordon Ramsay meme? Finally, some good fucking... We have had great fan art for years and years and years now. But we have
I'm just saying the gap because everyone went home for Christmas.
Yes, it's the new year, new fan art. It's all looking good, my dude. So first off, from Nashira at Nashira Sauce on Twitter, Nashira gave us two incredible pieces of Heaven Heist anime fan art. And this movie as an anime makes so fucking much sense. Yep. I love it. It's very, very good. Thanks to Nashira for that.
Oh, why couldn't I have been born as a cool Japanese guy who knows how to draw and has a bunch of connections in the anime industry?
We also got another musical from our good friend Robbie Alton, who did a really awesome, badass banger of a track for the opening scene of Heaven Heist, the Heaven Heist musical. It's like the gang praying to Kaishen. And it's very, very good.
It's fine. Listen, we're just going to call this right now. It's going to be wrong. It's going to be my fellow co-hosts who are not of the Asian persuasion. It's going to be wrong. It's fine.
Last but most certainly not least, Amy L. Johnston is at it again with Chapter 9.
Dang.
Of her adaptation of The Other Side, our Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road story.
At Chapter 9, she's done officially more work than we have.
She has done a lot more work than we have. Like we worked on that thing for an hour. She's been at this for fucking months. It's awesome. So way to go, Amy. Keep it up. Thanks to all our fans for sending in that awesome fan art. You can check it all out yourself at RJ Story Break on Twitter or bit.ly/StoryBreakFB to get that Facebook page where all the fans go to discuss their favorite story boy, Will Campos, why he's better than the other two. Where all the fans go to discuss Greta Gerwig's smash hit Little Women, the best movie of last year.
Good ass movie
that she collaboed with the story boys.
Oh my god,
let's
finish this podcast before we get sued. Thanks so much, everyone. Thanks.
Isn't
also
she be friends with us?
Do you think Greta wants to come on the podcast and hang out with us?
Hell no. I'm barely friends with you guys.
Oh man,
brutal.
It's a double diss. I don't know who I'm more hurt by. Definitely Greta.
I would trade Greta for Freddy
in 2 seconds.
I'd trade Greta for Freddy, man. What a loser.
I don't know how that would work.
We have some metaphysical discussion to figure out while we ponder that. Thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on their podcast network, MaximumFun.org, for all of your podcast needs. Head on over there and also like stick around for the ads. Like, I'm serious. Don't skip that shit. Those are great shows. Stick around for the ads. Like, listen to those well-produced ads, man. There's good shows out there. Check them out, MaximumFun.org. That's gonna do it for us this week. Hope you had a good time listening, everybody. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, and hey, no joke, Little Women's really fucking good. Yeah, go
good
see
movie.
It. Like, if you're like me and a dude who mostly just wants to see shit blow up in movies, and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to see this or not, go see it. It's really fucking good.
Also, shit does blow up, dude.
Like, my heart blew
like
up.
Like, hearts blow up, man.
When her dad comes back and from the war, and he's like, my little women, you've all grown up. Your heart's going to blow up like a explosion in a Michael Bay movie. It's a great film. Go check it out.
Her relationships with her sisters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just exploding off the screen? Beautiful.
That novel blows up in my right kaboom.
Dude, all of it.
I'm Adam Arnold. I also like Little Women.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. Together, we're The Flophouse,
a podcast where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
Movies like Space Hobos, Into the Outer Reaches of the Unknown and the Things That We Don't Know, the movie, and also Who's That Grandma?
Zazzle Zippers, Breakdown 2, and Backhanded Compliment.
Elvis is a Policeman.
Baby Crocodile and the Happy Twins.
Leftover Potatoes?
Station Wagon 3.
Herbie Goes to Hell.
New episodes available every other Saturday.
Available at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye. Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.